If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
Paul Nolte is here, and Paul, you probably know that on this day in 1972, the Dow Jones Industrial Average closed above the 1,000 level for the first time.
And then didn't see it again until the mid-80s.
Is that right? Is that right?
Yeah. So I remember the last, the next time it crossed it permanently was 86, maybe 88, somewhere in that range. And yeah, there was a lot of nervousness about that because for that period of time, all you did was trade. Once you got up to 800-900, you'd sell it and it'd go back down to 600-700. You buy it again, and it was just a permanent trade before it finally took off.
Well, today the stock market's dominated by the largest companies, right?
Yeah. So you've got Apple, Google, Amazon, Microsoft. Apple and Microsoft. Each of them, their market cap is more than the GDP of France, which is the sixth largest GDP in the world. So, yeah, we're talking about some very large companies, and it really is what's driving the market at this point.
And two sectors that are up, technology and energy, aren't they?
Yeah, energy is kind of a surprise because energy prices certainly have come down here recently. But technology, after taking the year off last year and being down 40%, has really roared back. It's up about 40% or so this year. Energy is kind of a surprise, but there's some reasons behind that. A lot of those companies are generating a lot of free cash flow, turning a lot of money over to shareholders, buying back stock, et cetera. So that sector has done well, but the average stock is flat to down about 2-3% year to date.
Are you guys pretty much in agreement that the Fed rates are going to stay high?
I think the only thing we're in agreement on is that Christmas is coming December 25th.
That's it, huh?
That's about it. There's a lot of debate about whether they're going to be raising rates anymore or not. Powell pushed back on that in his comments last week, and that was part of the reason why the market didn't do so well until he maybe recast his comments following that. We have a ton of Fed speakers. We've got, I think, 20 of them, multiple speakers on the dais over the last week, this week, and next week. So we'll get some more information. Obviously, CPI due today, and that's the next biggest number.
The inflation numbers are going to be huge, aren't they? I mean, they're going to be huge in that they'll be important. That's
yes.
What I mean.
Well, with energy prices coming down, they shouldn't be huge, but that is going to be, I think, the key driver for inflation. But yes, it is the number that people are going to be keeping an eye on. I don't think the Fed's worried about the economy. They feel the economy is doing okay. They're more concerned about inflation, getting inflation down to that 2% target, which means the number needs to be about 0.1, anywhere between 0.1 and 0.2 on a consistent basis to bring that number back down to 2%. So anything over 0.2 is really not going to be in the Fed's wheelhouse.
Pretty soon we're going to be hearing a lot about retail sales, aren't we?
Yes, we are. Black Friday started, I think, sometime in September.
It seems like
after
it.
Labor Day.
Yeah.
And so really that's what we're going to be looking for is you know, we get a lot of survey data. We had some from the University of Michigan and so on. I prefer to take a look at retail sales because that's really what the consumer is doing. So I want to see where they're going with their spending, how much they're spending. There's some commentary that's been out recently saying delinquencies are up, they're not paying their credit cards on time, etc. So that's an indication, at least, that the consumer might be a little bit tapped out. So this holiday season, as it is every year, is an important one.
I know you expect bonds to lead stocks. Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, as the bond market goes, so goes the stock market. So as interest rates have gone up, the stocks haven't done as well. Interest rates came down over the last couple of weeks. The markets have taken off. So it is very much driven, or the stock market at least, seems to be very driven by what's happening to interest rates and then the expectations for those interest rates, and part of the reason why we're all listening to the various Fed speakers.
This seems like an optimistic headline in the Wall Street Journal today. Oil market expects low prices to remain, and that's good news at the pump and also for heating oil, isn't it?
Yeah, no, heating oil is obviously not big here in the Midwest, but certainly out east. And so with those lower energy prices, it should mean lower overall inflation. It's one of the key drivers when we look at commodity prices. Commodity prices are down on a year-over-year basis, and that's one of the key inputs to both producer prices and consumer prices. So we should see a better number when that's released at 7:30.
So that really will affect the Fed and what the Fed does or doesn't do?
Yeah, we would expect a reaction in the market at 7:30 when those numbers come out, good or bad, depending on what the numbers do. The Fed and many observers believe the Fed is done. Powell has pushed back on that pretty hard, saying, well, wait and see. So, again, that higher for longer interest rate environment is still with us. So it'll be, I think we're going to be months away from a decision on whether to cut rates. If we look at the futures markets, they're anticipating a cut by mid-year next year. We'll see if that's the case. They've been pushing that back now for the better part of a year.
And for the businesses that depend on the holiday season, do you think it's going to be better than last year for them?
Can I tell you in February?
No. You must tell me now.
It's going to depend on the consumer and see what the consumer is willing to do. To this point, the consumer has been pretty good about spending. And has really surprised a lot of analysts at the amount that they have been spending and the persistence of that spending. So as long as the consumer is there and spending, and they've been surprising on the upside, it'll be a green Christmas.
Okay, more predictions on this Christmas from Paul Nolte, Murphy and Sylvest, after the first of the year.
Somewhere around
Valentine's
Day.
He'll make his predictions, yeah. Thanks, Paul.